Today we'll be Ezra Shem, we learned the Aflamed Hev Masechtes Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the question of Kikri Olecha V'Nosen Lei B'Matana Mahu. A person placed a neder on his friend in which he stated, my loaf is prohibited to you, and he then gave the kikr to the mudr as a gift. The question of Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamis Oiloi. When a person makes a neder with the word Kainim, a kinoi for karbanis, in which he creates a prohibition to benefit from this item as from a carbon, do we say, Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamis, if he benefits from the prohibited item, he's liable for the Issur Me'ila because, as the Ran explains, the Asoik, a carbon, the item is considered hektish through the Kainim. Or, Ein Me'ila B'Kainamis, he is not liable for the Issur Me'ila because Lo Asoik, a carbon, the item is not considered hektish. The Mishnah's halachas regarding a Mudr Hanom Mechaveiroi, the mother may separate truma and meister from the mudus fruits with his consent. If the mother was a kohen, he may bring the mudus karbonis, which include the two eifes for azav, azava, and the yoldus, and a karbon chatos v'yashem. The question of hani kahani, shluchi didan hava or shluchi dishmaya. When the Kohanim do the Avodah, are they considered our agents or Hashem's agents? And its application to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon's halacha of Hakol Tzrichin Das, Chutz Mimechusar Kapara, all karbanos that are boin l'chapara can only be brought with the Bailam's consent, with the exception of Mechusar Kapara, which can be brought even without the Bailam's consent. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include Mechusar Kapara, people who are Tamei Beziva, Taras, Beyoldis, are obligated to bring karbanas that remove their tumah completely, so that mutaran likanes lemikdash v'lechol v'kadoshim, they are permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat karbanos.